This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, it is Jack Gill and welcome to Red Men News. I was just waiting for the go-ahead from Tom. I couldn't understand what he was saying. But yeah, we're here. We're back for the news. It is Wednesday. It is May the 20th or something like that. I'm joined today by Lauren Black and my window cleaners just came as well. So the timing on that, Lauren. Have you been up to much this week with the nice weather?
To be honest, no. I've just been trying to keep myself busy. I haven't really done... The weather wasn't too good here yesterday. It was quite cloudy, so couldn't really do much, but just trying to stay busy.
Yeah, well, it's certainly beer garden weather, so it's a shame the pubs aren't open at the minute. But we'll get on to the reason you're all here. First of all, obviously, we've got a bit of a plug to watch the Be in Liverpool stuff. There's another one over on Friday. It's at 7:30. Yeah, the last few have been good. Jay Spearing was on it last week. I can't remember who Tom said was on it this week. But I'm sure it's full of great people, and Paul and Chris will be there. So head over and watch them. And if you haven't watched the rest of them, make sure you watch them. They're absolutely brilliant. And yeah, we'll get kicking off with the news. So first we've got an Athletic article, and obviously there's loads of stuff, Lauren, looking at Timo Werner. Before all this happened, we looked dead set on signing him this summer. It seems pretty much certain. But obviously with everything going on, it's now a bit of a doubt. There's no doubt that Timo Werner is desperate to join Liverpool. But the Athletic are reporting that obviously... as they reported last weekend, he either wants to join Liverpool this summer or stay at Leipzig until 2021 and look at things then. But obviously with Project Restart and everyone knowing what's going to happen with the transfer window this summer and stuff like that, it might be a bit doubtful. What do you make of this, Lauren?
Yeah, it seems to be a bit of a sticky situation for everyone involved, doesn't it? Obviously, like you said, Werner's obviously got his heart set on coming here, but it might not be likely this summer. I was speaking to Ross about this a couple of weeks ago when we did the news, and I was saying, you know, we're not overly desperate for him right at this moment. So if it's that either he comes right now, you know, it's whether it's 40, 50 million, you know, fine, that I'm happy with that price tag for him. But if it means that we have to wait another season for him and he's happy to stay at Leipzig for another season, then that's, I'm also fine with that. Like, whatever happens, because obviously no one knows what's going to happen with the transfer window. No one knows how the club are going to be able to make any signings this summer. That you just don't know how it's going to go. But either of those options seem good to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it was first reported that obviously there'd be a bit of difficulties and stuff like this, I think there were reports a few weeks ago that... I think it was Sky that were reporting that we weren't going to bid during his release clause. And, you know, I think it's one of them things where at the time I thought, well, maybe we've got something planned where we don't want to match his release clause because we think we can get him for cheaper than that. And obviously, Werner's flirted with us for a long time. It's clear that he wants to move to Liverpool. It's clear that it's Liverpool where he wants to go. But with everything going on at the minute, no one knows. Everything's so uncertain. We don't know what financial situation we'll be in. That was made clear with the furlough situation. And actually, yes, they won't do the furlough thing, but that may mean that we have some difficulties in the transfer window in the future, and it may affect some transfers. But, you know, this article is just good. It also looks at the fact that we may do a Keita sort of deal and you know, sign him, but he stays at Leipzig until the end of the summer of 2021, and then he moves to Liverpool. So that'll be interesting as well. And I think that's the thing at the minute. There's loads of different ideas, but what seems clear is that Liverpool are desperate to sign Timo Werner along.
Yeah, definitely. And why wouldn't you be? You know, he's an amazing talent, and he's still only young as well. And obviously, it'd be nice to have, you know, another out-and-out striker as a backup. Obviously, we've got Origi there as well, and he's obviously going to stay, and we've obviously got Firmino on the other front three. But just to have another option in Werner would be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And let us know in the comments what you think. Are you sick of talking about Timo Werner? Just want to get it done? What did you make of him at the weekend? Let us know what you think. To move on, we've obviously heard the news yesterday of the 6 positive tests in the Premier League, and they tested 748 Premier League players and staff, and there are 6 players and staff members from 3 different clubs. Watford and Burnley are 2 of the confirmed clubs. Lauren, at first you look at it and obviously it looks bad, because every case is obviously not good news at all, but it's less than what the Bundesliga had, and they still went ahead with it. And it's good that, you know, these have been caught early, and actually that they can now be kept away from teams and stuff like that. But what did you make of the news, obviously?
Yeah, when I seen it yesterday, I did think, oh God, like, obviously 6 positive tests is not, like, not good for those people. But like you said, a 6 out of a possible 748 is, you know, it is good, considering, and obviously it's shown that, like, clubs and players and everyone and staff members involved have, you know, followed the guidelines for the last, like, couple of weeks, the same as all we have, and, you know, just tried to keep themselves safe. And obviously those 6 people who have tested positive will now go and self-isolate for 7 days and see if the symptoms come out on them or not, and, you know, see if they can return to training this time next week. But yeah, like you said, it's just best to get them self-isolated and keep an eye on them, and, you know, not try and not put them in the environment where it could be harmful to other people.
It's less than 1% at the end of the day, isn't it? Which is relatively good. I think it's not hampered the fact that Premier League are trying to restart and stuff like that. There are issues now with, I believe there are quite a few players from Watford that don't want to return to training. Mm-hmm. They're one of the clubs that have been hit by this, obviously. And that's the subject that we're going to talk about in Red's newsroom later. So head over and watch that later when that's up as well. I think overall, as I say, it's never good seeing people have it, but overall it's good news that there's only 6 cases. Moving on, obviously we've seen Liverpool back in training today. There was some light training yesterday, but I believe most of the players are back training today in small groups. And we've got an interview with Jurgen Klopp here, who insists the spectacle of empty stadiums following all the Bundesliga stuff over the weekend and will not lessen the intensity any team in the Premier League. I think this is really good, Lauren, because obviously we spoke yesterday over on the RedmenTV.com in the subscribe podcast about this, and actually how Jurgen Klopp would think of this situation, because we know Jurgen Klopp loves the atmosphere, he loves everything in the game, he loves all that side of football, and you know, for him not to have that, will that affect his opinion on it all and stuff like that? But it's good to see that he says that he doesn't think it'll affect the intensity. So clearly, as a Liverpool fan's perspective, we know that we're still going to watch our team try and give their best and try and be at maximum intensity still, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, obviously the Klopp and the players know the job that they've got to do now, and they know that they're not going to be able to play in front of the fans for a long time now. So it's important that they just keep in the right mindset, and obviously Klopp's, you know, happy that they will do that. And I think just at this stage right now, I think the players are just happy that the season can continue and that they can just sort of try and get back to that little bit of normality. Like, obviously, you know, they've been stuck in the houses for how many weeks now, and they can finally just get back into a little bit more of a routine. Obviously, outside of training and playing the games when they start up again, they'll still be in lockdown like everyone else. But yeah, it's just nice to see that they've still, the players and Klopp have still got the, you know, the right mindset, and that they're happy to just, you know, sort of get on with it and just do the job that they need to do.
Yeah, for me, it's good news, because obviously we spoke about the Bundesliga and how friendly. And you know, I think we all know that when we're watching Liverpool, when it's back, even behind closed doors, it won't be like that, because obviously we've got more of an attachment to the team and stuff like that. But it's good to know that obviously we need 6 points, we've won the league, but we've still got records to be broken, and we're still pushing to beat the points tally in the Premier League and stuff like that. So it's good to know that actually we're going to do our very best to still go beyond that and still work for as many points as we can and at maximum intensity. We've got another interview with Jurgen Klopp here. He's done an interview for the Liverpool website. And I just thought there's some really good quotes in here, Lauren. It says about at one point with all the discussions and stuff in the meetings in the Premier League ahead of Project Restart and stuff like this. He talks about the process as part of it. He also talks about how he's excited to see all the lads and stuff like that. And actually how he's been looking forward to going back to training for a few weeks now. Sounds like he's been very bored. But he says, obviously, he was informed about the medical protocol and in the meeting last week. There's loads of different opinions and stuff like this. And nobody wants to bring anyone into danger. But he thinks that actually with all the medical stuff, it's possible and it's good. I saw a good thing earlier with Chris Wilder on Sky Sports, who said some good stuff and positive stuff about Project Restart as well. And it's good to see a manager that's actually desperate for this to come back as well and saying that on the telly and stuff. What do you make of this article, Lauren?
Yeah, it was a really good read, to be honest, because he just doesn't give, you know, short answers. He always goes into detail whenever he's asked about something. And yeah, like you said, he was so excited to be able to get back and see all the players. And but he also, the one good thing I seen in the article was he highlighted how Melwood had been changed. So like it's all just a one-way system now and there for them, even when they get out onto the training pitch. You know, he said, you know, you can still be speaking to someone, but you just have to keep walking. You'll be able to see their faces, but you can't stop and chat to them and stuff like that. And he was like, he was saying how important it was that they do keep that in place at Melwood and on the training pitch and not just outside of training, because, you know, anything could happen. You know, you're now putting 5, 6, 7 lads together in small group sessions, you know, and that can be harmful. So it's important that they follow those guidelines. But yeah, it was just nice to see that Jurgen was so happy to be back in and amongst all the lads and just excited to get going again, really.
Yeah, it's important because obviously we're all desperate for the season to go ahead. So, you know, we need that. We need these players to stay fit and healthy. And the last thing we want is any of them getting any problems and stuff. It might be a good idea to lock Dejan Lovren up with, you know, he's always ill, so make sure he's locked away. But it's a really good read. So I suggest you go over and read that. And finally, we have the news of Premier League hoping to support the Premier League trophy thing at the end of the season. I think this is brilliant news, Lauren. Obviously, there was a worry with all the social distancing and stuff like this, that the trophy lift and the big gathering at the end when they all gather together and lift the trophy and stuff like that wouldn't be able to happen. But the Premier League have come out and said that actually they're hoping that this will be the case still and that social distancing rules will still be able to allow that. I don't see any reason that this wouldn't be able to take place, Lauren, if I'm honest. I think obviously this will be right at the end of the season. We're talking end of July, early August time. By then, kids will be back in school and stuff like that, and actually in training, although it's in small groups and in games and stuff, they'll be grouped together. So I don't see the issue with it. But what did you make of this?
Yeah, I was the same as you. Like you said, it's end of July, early August time, so things might be a lot different than they are right now. And it's also important as well. Obviously, the team has worked so hard this season, so it would be really disappointing if they didn't have that moment at the end of the season where they can lift the trophy and be able to enjoy it with each other, because obviously they're not going to have the fans in the stadium. So it would be all about them just enjoying that moment together. And, you know, if they couldn't lift the trophy, that would be absolutely heartbreaking. I'm sure we'd try and plan something for the beginning of next season. But I think it's just important that, like, the players can have that moment and the club can have that moment as well, because, you know, waiting so long for it and then obviously having all the issues this season, just to not have that moment would be horrible. But then also you do have to, you know, make sure you assess all the risks at that time and make sure it's safe for everyone to do so. Even if it's just Henderson who gets to do it, just at least just one of them can do it. Do you know what I mean?
I've loved the Zoom calls, but I can't imagine Jordan Henderson lifting the trophy over Zoom and them all there. Yeah. But you know, what's the alternative? Henderson lifting it and then them hand sanitizing it and then giving it to the next person.
It
would be very bizarre. I think it would make sense for them to do it. And it was very weird seeing all the, you know, all the rival fans go mad over it when actually we've won the league. It's going to be natural for this. And actually with social distancing rules and stuff like that, I still think there are ways that they can go about doing it. And,
yeah,
you know, these players will be all together on the pitch at times and all in the box on a corner and stuff like this. So they should allow it. It should happen. Let us know what you think in the comments. And let's go over to the comments now, actually. We've got on Werner, first of all, Stephen Ryder, do the same as Keita with Werner, buy it and loan him out. That would make sense for me. That would make the best sense at this point in time. Sorry, I think that actually, you know, with everything going on, it's best to get him for the cheapest value, best to get him at the best time for us. But actually, it might not permit, obviously, with stuff going on in the Premier League at the minute. We don't know when the transfer window is going to open, stuff like that. But we've seen Chelsea get Hakim Ziyech and stuff like that. So what's going to happen with him? And it'll be interesting with Timo Werner, what happens there. But I do think that's the best thing, because if we can get him cheap now, but obviously can't play him and stuff like that, it may be best to keep him at Leipzig. What do you think, Lauren?
Yeah, I completely agree. Just get him now if you can. Get him at the best possible place you can, because, you know, like this time next year, Leipzig might not want to part ways with him, or they might, you know, someone else might come in with a better bid. You just never know. And obviously, you know, you don't know what the travel restrictions are going to be like in between countries now. So he might not even be able to get here until very late this year. So yeah, I think the best option is just if you can get him out for a good price, agree the deal, loan him back out, and then everyone's happy then, I think.
Yeah, that's the thing for me. I think, you know, it's best in this current climate, we need to get him for as cheap as possible. But at the same time, with everything going on, we don't want to wait and miss out on someone who's going to be a world-class player and already is a very class player. So, you know, I think it's best to make sure we get that deal done and decide what happens with him next. If he can't come here right now, then loaning back's probably the best option. So we've seen us do it before and you know, we got Naby Keita and that worked out fine. So why not do it again? And Andy Ellis on training returning, he says it's brilliant to see the boys back. Let's hope they stay safe. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's put a few smiles on my faces this morning, seeing obviously the Liverpool Twitter and them all returning to training, them all in their cars. Made me laugh yesterday with Bobby driving to training without his top on, which I think is the most Bobby Firmino thing ever. But, you know, it's just that bit of positivity. You know, we've all been stuck inside for so long and you know, we get to see now these footballers coming back, and we were obviously all boosted with the Bundesliga last weekend. And now this, now we know that we're getting closer to seeing the return of English football, Lauren.
Yeah, exactly that. Like you said, seeing all the images of the players turn up at training was amazing. And obviously the Zoom calls have been nice. And, you know, there have been other like interviews that have come out that were pre-recorded beforehand. But, you know, it's just nice to see that that training's going to begin again. And I'm sure we'll be getting a few clips of what's going down and how they're, you know, training at the minute due to social distancing and whatnot. But, yeah, it was amazing just to see them all with smiles on their faces as they turned up as well.
Absolutely, and Stephen Ryder echoes that. He says, just a few weeks now and we will be back. And that's it. You know, it's the thing that's getting us all through, I think, at the moment. We never knew when football would return, but now it seems like it's just around the corner. And as long as every football club sticks to all these rules in training and stuff, and I think it's brilliant that the Bundesliga has gone first, so we can all watch that and then see what happens with that. And follow what they're doing, of course. So I think it's really good news and everything's looking a lot more positive now. I can see it's in sight, Liverpool lifting that Premier League trophy. I think that's all the comments we've got. So thank you, Tom, on the ones and twos. And thank you, Lauren, for joining me for today. We'll be back for the news on Friday. Cheers very much for joining us and we'll see you soon. Ta-ra.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.